because I'm not sure if you're aware, but the country is very challenging right now.
Right, and I am familiar with the area. Yeah. Okay, well, let me grab John. We'll get the rate for you. Hang on here.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding. Is this Christopher?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Christopher. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing well, John. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm blessed and highly favored, you know. God's good to me.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah. My goodness,
I've not heard that in a while. That's a very good response.
Oh, that's kind of concerning, though, if you haven't heard that in a while. You know, that doesn't surprise you, though, the way the world's been going these days.
That's it. I have responded like that quite a bit, but very rarely do I hear someone respond like that. Excuse me. That's very nice.
I've been noticing
so what
over
y'all
the
doing?
Years
what?
The church getting thinner and thinner at the church.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's all about you and him, though, you know, as long as you keep that relationship.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So what are y'all doing, John?
We're a Google partner, so we were contacting you about a Google Places placement. So if you look up general contractors in your area, you'll see some competitors that pop up there first to your community as top recommended options. And we had a listing that opened up, and Google tells us you're on our qualified candidates. So we're going down that list. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill the opening that we have. But the reason you'd want to be there is because 90% of the time when people use the internet nowadays, they don't go past the first page of Google when they make their
decision.
They never do. Yeah. So, I mean, we're basically having a conversation about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they start calling a contractor.
Most definitely. So let me ask you this. This is obviously something that we would try for a month to see if it actually was a benefit. Our company has a lot of the bulk of our business is buying and selling, so you know 75%. It's all in house. I'm buying the properties, I'm investing and paying for the renovations, and I'm selling them. So I don't have a lot of outside interactions, but I do have a division that is residential, and we actually are just moving probably about 10 to 15% of our resources toward residential again because of the economy and the interest rate.
Right.
So this is a very, you know, it's amazing how God works. This is actually something that we have just started looking at trying to branch out. So what does it take to get to try for a month?
Okay.
And if it works, then more than that.
Well, right. So on a month-to-month basis is usually how we start our relationships because we want our guys coming back on their own, right, because they want to be with us.
Amen.
When I look at your market here, there's two real competitors for the residential general contracting. It's Chilton Contractors. I don't know if you've heard of them before. And then there's Lake Mitchell Construction.
Yeah, so that's kind of my area and kind of not. I live there, John, in Clanton, which is central Alabama.
Right.
The bulk of my work is in Birmingham, though.
Okay.
So I don't do a lot of work in the Chilton County, which you're looking at right there, is a very rural part of Alabama.
Right. Okay. Because the PIN is based off where you're located. So usually you get from your business street address, they send you this postcard in the mail. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. And then you get about a 40-mile radius from there. I don't know if Birmingham's going to be covered by that necessarily. Let me see here. Yeah, it looks like it's a little bit out of the ways. Let me see.
Because the two companies you just mentioned,
they're local guys.
Very two men in a truck, you know, where fathers and sons. I know those guys.
Okay.
But still, it all depends on the investment. On whether this would be a good opportunity for me, because I would like to see how this works and maybe take it in another area if it comes available, or talk to y'all about maybe doing, you know, being located at another address if the opportunity arises.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say. So, I mean, we could do something where we put you in Birmingham, but it would have to be doing an ad, and that's going to make it a bit more expensive. So if we're looking for cost efficiency, the local listing is going to be the way to go, or at least the way to start out. And then if you want to grow it from there, once we're earning your business and your trust, then we could always have a conversation about doing those ads, because those ones aren't based on availability. The local listings are, right? The ads, if you already have a local listing, Google's already done all the background check they need to do on you. They'll go ahead and sign you up for those ads. So we could definitely add that later. So for this local listing, though, when I looked at those guys, they were doing what's called a platinum package bundle, where they're getting their website built through their Google partner as well. They're also doing some Facebook advertising to generate some leads. They're on Bing, they're on Yelp, they're on Yellow Pages. So this bundle, it usually goes $4.99 month to month, and there's usually a setup fee of $99 to get them programmed in. So they paid $5.98 the first month and then $4.99 each month after. What I was thinking I could do for you, if you want to come on board with us today, is I could get you the exact same package with all the bells and whistles, but I'll apply a discount that'll reduce the rate. It's called a legacy credit, since you have more than 20 years experience, and it'll get it down to just $2.99 on a month-to-month basis. So that way you're only looking at about $10 a day month-to-month.
So the number's fine, but my only thing is I really don't need a website. I have one. Nor do I need really Facebook. I have had a huge challenge with getting involved with multiple hosting companies, you know, where I'll say yes to something and then I have a new host that's hosting my internet here and there.
Google business profile. So, I know how that goes.
Yeah. So
That's what the setup fee goes towards usually, Christopher, because the first thing we do with any of our clients is clear the discrepancies. We do what's called a name, address, phone number, and website cleanup or audit, and we make sure that all the information is matching up with what we submit to Google, and then we get in there and become the host of all those campaigns and directories on your business's behalf. So,
can y'all work with the person, because I would not be doing this on my end. Would there be a point of contact for my my business manager or office manager to speak with to actually help?
Absolutely. So I'll be the account lead, and then there's going to be an account management team that'll help me with all the products and features. And then what I'll do is I'll add your manager to the account as the manager in the settings here. So that way, if he ever calls in, he has full access to everything and has full access to me if he has questions, comments, or concerns moving forward.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So on the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed for JC King Group. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
It would never be answered.
Well, that's what we don't want. I mean, we want a line where they're going to answer the opportunities we're bringing in for you.
Yeah, this number would never be answered.
Okay. I'll save this just in case I need to get a hold of you directly, but I'll put the actual business line up here for the customers.
Yeah, so this does what I was asking Tara, where she found this number. This number is a very difficult number. I thought it was.
Yeah, she's good at what she does.
Amen. The number that will be called will be 205.
Okay.
243-3945.
Okay. And what's your last name, Christopher?
Kirk, K-I-R-K.
I like
How old are you?
Me? I'm 30 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That was on reference Star Trek, but you wouldn't know that.
I would a little bit, though. Yeah, Captain Kirk.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'm still that generation before the cell phones, so.
Okay. Right on the edge.
Yeah, right on the edge. All right, what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
It'll be Christopher, and this is not mine. This will be the account manager on my end.
Okay.
It'll be Christopher, that's my son, at jckinggroup.com.
Okay. I'm going to send everything in writing as well as an invoice receipt there, so that way you guys can add it to your write-offs. later on. And then also I'll send access to a tracking system that he'll be able to log into. And that way you guys can see exactly what we're bringing to the table for you each month. You'll be able to log in there and see all the leads and everything. Okay. All right. And then Google's going to send you this PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own the business. It's part of your Google verification here. What's the street address that I could send that to?
1311.
Okay.
Walnut, W-A-L-N-E-T.
Uh-huh.
Street. And that's Centerville. I said that as unsouthern as I could. when I say it naturally, you can't even tell what I'm saying.
That's all good. I got you. 35042?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. I got you. Let me go ahead and save. Okay, and how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
The phone will be answered from between 7 and 6. Well, I tell you what, that's my son. Okay, let's do 8 to 5. I'm sorry.
Let him sleep a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, are we going 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or?
Yes.
Okay. What about the weekends? You want to put by appointment so they could still call, or do you just want to have it closed?
Yes. Yeah. No. We work 7 days a week.
Okay. So I'll
but
do the weekends
I don't
by
like
appointment.
The...
So they could call you, but you guys get to hash out if you're actually going to go out there that day or just schedule them out through the week. But when they call, they'll be expecting to be booked for Monday through Friday.
Okay.
That's the way I have it set up here. And then you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Not card. I'm sure I can set it up. Go ahead and say yes. I mean, that's not that big a genius.
Okay. Well, I'll do you a solid because I have some experience with this. I'm going to put on here additional fees may apply if they use the card. That way, whatever the percentage the bank is charging you for the transaction, that's on the customer if they want the convenience of the card.
Yes, sir. That sounds great.
Oh, yeah, because their banks are usually going to run anywhere from 2 to 6%, and on those general contracting jobs, that really adds up over the course of the year. So rather let that be on the customer and not come out of your profit.
Yep, profit. We haven't had profit in 3 years, man. The economy is so shitty right now, we're just trying to keep our head above water.
Well... I mean, being on this first page should definitely get you into a profitable position. As long as you're being responsive to these guys and your son and them are out there getting good reviews, then it just gets better and better as you go. And the next 3 months are the most profitable time of the year, so there really couldn't be a better time to try something like this.
Amen.
Okay.
Where were you raised, John? What part of the country?
I was raised going in Costa Mesa, actually, in California, and then also in Big Bear, California, in the mountains. And
goodness gracious.
Yeah, those are the two biggest cities for Calvary Chapel. The original Calvary Chapel is actually out of Costa Mesa, California. I grew up going there and listening to Pastor Chuck Smith. He was a really well-known pastor.
I know exactly who he is. Yeah.
So I used to go see him every Sunday. From when I was 5 years old until I was 26 years old, and he passed away.
That's awesome. I'm used to Southerners, you know, with having a relationship with Christ. You're talking about it at least.
Yeah, because, we're in the Bible area of California, so it's a little different here.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's really nice.
We're kind of far away from Los Angeles and the craziness. We're on the beach cities and then inland towards the end of the mountains.
Well, that's really neat. I didn't mean to get personal. I was just curious.
I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it, so it's okay.
Awesome.
If I wasn't, I might take offense to it, but I'm really proud of where I'm from, especially considering the reputation that California gets. You know, I'm happy to let people know that I'm from this part of California.
Yeah, I think it's about the individual person, not so much the environment or the place.
Oh, amen, but, amen. Absolutely.
All right.
And then I have your profile set up. Now, we're going to want to interview you just to make sure that the leads that we are bringing in for you are coming from a qualified area that you're willing to go to, and we also want them to be qualified jobs. We know you're a full-service general contracting company, but, you know, if you guys want to focus on just bathroom remodels or kitchen remodels or floors or roofs, we want to be able to highlight that and make sure that those are the services you're listed for. So the client interviews, they usually take about 20 to 30 minutes. We do ask for an hour window, though, in case the call goes over or you have extra questions.
Okay.
It won't take that long, I promise. It's easy. Just general knowledge stuff. We won't ask anything you don't know already off the top of your head. But what would be the best time to do the client interview tomorrow?
That's a tough one, brother. My calendar is usually booked very far out. The only reason I answered the phone today is I happen to be at my house doing something.
Well, you were supposed to answer the phone today. That's why I answered the phone today.
I have not worked with anything in my house in years, really.
Yeah.
So this was obviously, I believe that wholeheartedly. If something happens, my every step of my life is planned out. Yep. Let me look at my calendar real quick, man. Brother.
I figured that out.
Amen.
Real young. People say,
He wants us to be successful. He didn't want us to struggle every second of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
He wants us to be happy so we can help others.
Yeah, he intends for us to prosper.
Amen. And see, when I was little, I went to churches where they taught just the opposite. But as I've grown in my relationship, my personal relationship with Christ, I've come to realize that, you know, look at Solomon, David, did those guys struggle and try to find the next meal? No. Those guys were the pinnacle of the world.
Always got their daily bread. Yeah, I tell people all the time, I go, you know, you can't convince me that God doesn't play favorites.
Nope. He does.
Because he does. Yeah, I'm favored. I feel it every day, you know.
Amen.
Sunshine and some beautiful babies, and they're always happy to see me, and I know how the world is. There's war and people sick, and I've seen my mom pass away at a young age from cancer, and, you know, I know how bad it can get, but I also know that he's got a plan for me, and I felt it happen, you know. There's a lot of times I was wondering.
And that plan is perfect.
Yeah, yeah. And Mama, as far as Mom, I know I'm going to see her again one day, too, you know. I didn't let that make me bitter. I just say, okay, you know, if you keep the faith, and he'll work it out, and we'll all be reunited again in the end.
Yes, she went home. You got it. The closer you become to Christ, the more uncomfortable you feel this world. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And she is where we're supposed to be. The closer I got to Jesus, the more I felt uncomfortable in this environment. Not sad, just uncomfortable. Like, man, this is not like this, you know, not where I'm supposed to be, because it's not.
Yeah, I was having this conversation with my wife the other night, just a pillow conversation. She was up late, and I said, "You awake?" And she's awake. She goes, "Yeah." And I go, "What's wrong with you?" And she said, "I can't sleep." And she goes, "Why?" She's like, "I'm afraid to die. I don't want to go to hell." I go, "What the heck are you worried about that for?" You know? She goes, "You don't worry about that?" I said, "No." She's like, "You know 100%
no.
You're going to heaven?" I said, "Yes. He died for my sins. I'm going to heaven."
Right?
And she goes, "I want to be like that. I want to be so sure, you know, I worry about it, that I might have done this or that." And I go, "Well, we got to go to church because your mind's on the right spot. If you have faith in the Lord and your faith is strong, then you know that he saved you, you know, and you know he died for you."
That's just it.
Yeah.
It's not even faith anymore. It's you know.
I know.
I know I'm talking to you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I tell her, I go, "You know, that means you need to go to church more if you feel that way, because I don't worry about it." I tell her, "The only things I worry about are our kids when I'm not here. Maybe I can't look after them the way I want to look after them, but I'm not so worried about the actual passing away."
No, he loves us at our
worst. That sounds good.
He loves us at our worst. So it doesn't matter what we do. Don't get me wrong. You're not supposed to turn around and be a bad person. But that's why we need a savior.
I said, did you tell him sorry? And she goes, "Yeah." And I said, "Did you ever do it again after?" And she said, "No." And I said, "Yeah, you're forgiven. Don't worry about it.
It's over."
Yeah, it's done. It's old news. And she goes, "Oh, what is?" Baby, we got to go to church.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. I'm sorry. I'm getting a bunch of people just walking into the room, my kids.
No worries.
So let's do, can we do 1 o'clock on tomorrow?
Absolutely. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and I'll also, do you text message?
Yes, that's usually what I'm doing.
Okay. I'm going to send you a text message reminder 1 hour before, so about noon tomorrow. And then that way you don't forget about me. And it'll be easy. I'm telling you, I know it sounds complicated, but it's real simple. They're just going to walk you through it. We'll make sure that you know exactly everything that we're doing for you here. Be real transparent.
So since I'm not, well, I better answer the questions. Never mind. Okay. I'll be available.
Yeah, it'll be easy. It'll be easy. It's just all over the phone. You don't got to do anything fancy. We're just going to say, hey, can your guys do this kind of work? Can they do this? Can you do commercial, residential? So just things like that. What's your mission statement? What's your goal in doing all this? Things like that.
All right.
So client interview is confirmed for tomorrow at 1. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment?
I would put it on a credit card, Visa. So this is something that if after the first month, is for whatever reason, is this something I can cancel?
Yeah, absolutely. We don't have anybody working with us that doesn't want to be working with us, you know? We're not going to put you up there if you don't want to be up there. All we do is stop our optimization, so you won't see yourself on the first page anymore. But the benefit is you keep all the content and everything that we create to you to that point. So you'll still be findable to people online if they're looking for you specifically, and they'll be able to see all your reviews and everything that we've built up while you were with us.
Well, I'm not planning on stopping. I just want to make sure I don't get myself in a position where All right,
no,
let's do this. Let me give you this number so I can we
all
can
right,
both get loaded.
Okay.
All right. 4159.
4159.
9500.
9500.
0497.
0497.
2946.
2946.
Yep.
Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
10-26.
10-26. And then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
147.
147. Okay. And is there a business name on this card as well?
It's both, yeah. My name and business.
Okay. And then the billing address is the same as the street address we're sending the Google PIN?
No, it's not.
Okay, I got to make sure that matches up or it'll decline. What's the billing address for this card?
1457.
Okay.
County Road 53.
Okay, that's the address they had before. I gotcha.
And, yep.
And Clanton 350045.
That's it.
All right. Let me go ahead and update this for you. Now, I want to run this by you. You don't have to capitalize on it, okay? I'm just going to throw it out there because it can save you money if you do buy a package deal with multiple months. So they have a 3-month prepay that you can do. It's $700. Over the course of the first 3 months with us, you're going to spend closer to $1,000. So that's actually going to save you about $300 over 3 months. There's a 6-month prepay you could do. It's $1,300, and that'll actually save you $600 over the course of the next 6 months, because right now you're in position to pay about $19 over the next 6 months. And then we have a annual prepay that you could do. It's $2,500 for the year, and that'll actually save you $1,200 over the course of the year. Did you want to capitalize on any of these?
Not right now, but can I, after the first month, can I say, okay, let me go ahead and pay the next year?
Absolutely. I'll send you my direct number and extension, and that's very common. I have some clients, they get in, they land a big job, and then they go, okay, let's just lock it up for the year.
Yeah, I just want to test it out exactly, and then I'll pay yearly. I don't like monthly payments.
No, that's fine. Actually, it's good, because I'll send a message downstairs and tell them, you know, I'll get the guns blazing.
After the first month, I'm sure everything will go well. And then, I'll reach back out to you or you reach out to me and we'll go ahead and do the year.
Yeah, and I could always prorate it for you too. Like, cause the first month's payment is $398 today and then it's slated to be $299 each month moving forward. But what I'll do is, like, if you say, hey, I want to do the other 3 months, let's go ahead and do the prepay, I'll just prorate you the difference and get you those other 2 months. So that'll only be, Yeah, like $300, 302.
Okay.
Update. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification, and we're good to go until that client interview tomorrow. If I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
I'm from Alabama, so you better speak really slow. What?
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash and Voice Verification Recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
JC King Group.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Christopher Kirk, owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of JC King Group today?
I am the one and only authorized buyer.
All right. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Most definitely.
All right. And in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while using our services?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. So that doesn't mean you can't do anything else or that you got to cancel any of the stuff you already have. We just don't want you paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything. So if you're not sure, just double check. But I tried to cover all your bases here, so you shouldn't need anything else after today.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Okay. And then it says, in hiring our company, oh, we already got that part. The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you give it a shot for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but you are on a month-to-month campaign. You're not bound to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is June 6th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $398 for the Platinum Package Bundle, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. Or actually reduced it. Hold on, you have your own website, right?
Yep.
Okay. Because I put in here, I removed the fees affiliated with the site, and then I also reduced your setup fee by $200 to get it to the one-time payment of $99. But I don't actually have your website attached to the account right now. Is it just jckinggroup.com?
Yep.
Okay. Let me go ahead and pull this up.
It's probably not completed online yet.
It says it's under construction.
Yep, it will be probably this weekend.
Okay. Well, also, if you do need help with it, I'm going to go ahead and enroll you in the My Site at no extra charge. So if you do want help with it, we have a graphic design team in-house. All you have to do is provide them with the login credentials during that client interview tomorrow. And then they'll be able to go in there, and we can build a site exactly how you envision it looking. You know, we just want your input on it.
That'd be awesome.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and include that in the service. And then when the term is completed, the agreement's going to be set up to renew each month on the sixth day, but it's going to remain in the discounted pricing structure of $299 moving forward. Okay. Now, it does state, as I mentioned a few times already, you could discontinue, cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, or any funny business. All that we ask is if you're going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due. So that way we could stop the billing cycle. We don't want it to automatically charge you, right, instead of to automatically charge yourself. And then it says you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yeah.
Okay. So you'll notice your phone's probably going to start blowing up here in a second. Couple of text messages and our phone number and things like that. It's also going to go to your email, but everything's in writing in those texts. There's links in there. It'll be called your subscription terms, and you're going to want to sign off on that when you get a chance. That'll have the full outline of the agreement in writing, so you have a breakdown of everything we're doing for your business.
Okay.
And then there's also a Google verification form. The Google verification form is really important because there's a little badge that they're going to put on your Google business profile when they see your company on the first page of Google, and it tells them that you're a Google verified contractor, and that builds a lot of credibility. It lets them know, like, it'll have your experience on there. It'll say 20 plus years or 30 plus years. It'll have the you know, oh, we checked the license. It's just like a little badge. It kind of lets them know that, you know, you're safe, basically. We give them all the tools they need to make their decision and hire you right there. But that comes from you filling out this form. So it's usually, or it's about 12 questions that you go through. It's going to ask you to send in photos of, you know, like the license or insurance if you have it. Try to fill that out as best as you can. If you're missing anything, do not panic. Just submit what you do have, and then we will follow up with you. If there's anything missing, we'll just do a phone verification, and we'll get it through that way, and we'll just walk you through it that way with our representative from Google here. And that's it. So right now, I just want you to focus on signing that, you know, filling out that form when you get a chance, and then try to be available for that client interview tomorrow at 1. I had you scheduled between 12 and 1. Let me move it up to 1 o'clock.
That's fine. No, John, that's fine. I'll be ready at 12.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay, I'll put it back. Let me go ahead and fix it. Oh, send. There we go. All right. Yeah, so you're good to go. So I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up. You have my direct number and extension, so if you feel like you're missing anything or you need help, don't hesitate to call. You know, I want to make sure it's working for you. I have a feeling that this will turn into a long-term business relationship if we could really hit the ground running here. So enjoy the rest of your day. God bless you, and we'll circle back with you tomorrow at 1 for that client interview, okay? 12 o'clock, sorry.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much, brother. Have a great day.
You're very welcome. Likewise.
Thanks, brother. Bye.